Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This guy, let me hit my music first. He goes,
my wife and I only have sex about once every week or two, every couple weeks. And you know what? That's fine with us. Are there any other couples out there like that? We've been together for like 15 years. Our sex life was pretty robust. I think as the years went on, we just kind of got used to the infrequent sex. We have a great and loving relationship. You know, we don't have sex too often.
Yeah.
That does not seem to be the norm, though. So I was just hoping for a little.
You hear about everybody else having all this sex.
I'd like a little reassurance that maybe I'm, you know, we're not odd.
If other people who aren't having sex could just make me feel better.
Yeah. So how often are people doing it? Right. Let's. I'm just curious. How often? Let's do a little bit of a poll, investigation here, to see how often people are doing it. Because this bozo, he's with this woman for 15 years, and now this dumbass is having sex maybe once every couple weeks.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
I can't.
Who's gonna sign up for that?
Yeah, that's not fun at all.
Yeah.
I just. I would say, you know, if you're laying in bed at your house and it's 10:30 at night, just know Derek's probably having sex.
He's getting it. He's
yeah. Just know that.
I mean,
okay, so
that's my time.
That's his time.
And we do it just about every night.
Every night. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
John, why is your tongue out of your mouth?
I'm cleaning my teeth.
Okay.
What no, he's over here thinking
what
about
are you, a
me
tilapia?
Doing it.
Yeah. That sounds good.
You eat tilapia? It's like it's 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
He's just here. A psycho.
Yo, it just reminds me of that lady down the hall that ate fish at like 7 a.m.
I don't know. I came in today and it just smelled like
sometimes the microwave,
fish.
Man. I just tried to walk by there. I was trying to get a Pop-Tart out of the thing and it was like, oh my God, somebody's like cooking a steak or like a pot roast or something.
I mean, it's insane here.
7 a.m.
No, they really, they have like a
like, yo,
pot
you guys don't eat breakfast foods?
No, they don't.
No.
All right, Dean, what do you think? So we're just doing a, you know, quick poll, throwing it around here.
I think this guy's stupid. This guy's an idiot. I mean, he's being programmed by his lame-ass wife to think that having sex every couple of weeks is normal.
I agree with you, sir. I think he is being programmed. This is a wife initiative that she has put in place at their home where he gets crumbs when he should get the whole piece of bread.
I mean, she's the one calling the shots. I mean, she calls everything that goes on in the bedroom. I mean, she's going to set the tone for how their sex life is going to be after they get married with like zero regard to what her husband wants. This bitch is a dictator.
Okay. All right. She's like the Kim Jong-un sex.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, man. Wives are like the worst part.
She ain't Putin out. Get it? That was a good Russia joke. She ain't Putin out.
What?
Putin.
Putin out. Okay, all right.
That was a Russian joke.
Yeah. I just thought you said something different than ain't, but.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, I just think the guy's dumb. I mean, he's crying in his message, and he just wants people to reassure him that he's not the only idiot out there.
Yeah, look. She has, right, this guy went into this probably all sexed up, ready. He's like, yeah, I got a wife now. We're going to do it all the time. He gets in there, right? And then, you know, it becomes more and more infrequent. And then she's like, no, yes, totally normal. You know, couples slow down. They don't do it as much. And the dude's like, yeah, but I still want to do it just as much.
Yeah.
And this dumbass, right, and is like, no, we got to slow it down. And then he's like, isn't this normal? Isn't this just what everyone's doing? You might be right, Dean. I don't want to call her a bitch.
I see it happen all the time.
Yeah, that's
a bit aggressive. I see this happen all the time with my friends. Derek said it great yesterday. There's too many wives that act like the man's just there to serve them. I mean, I'm not married because of this. I'm not going to get married and feel like I had all they want me to do is run around, take care of the family, pay for the bills while she gets a free ride.
Derek did say that yesterday. You would feel like just a servant to her, just put on earth to please her if he had to clean the house since he pays all the bills
right. And
does all that stuff. Like, he's not here on earth to serve his wife.
No, we're a partnership. I'm a modern-day guy.
He doesn't want to feel like a complete dumbass when he's, like, paying all the bills, being the one that's, you know, the guy that has to do everything. Mm-hmm. And then on top of it, go home and then clean while she's TikToking on the couch.
And then have to go downtown?
Yeah, then she wants, hey, please
me. Then I got to service her sexually, too?
Oh, my gosh. How terrible. Yeah.
What do you want me to do, build you a pyramid as well? Damn.
Hold on, let me build
you a throne. Get off my ass.
Hold on, let's see what everybody else thinks. Let me go to Amira. Yes, Amira.
Hello.
Hello.
Been listening to y'all every morning.
Bless you.
Me and my dude, we have sex probably like at least 3 times a week, and he works overnight. I work during the day, so there's really nothing like, I mean, I don't know why they don't.
So 3 times a week, you think that's a good amount?
Probably, I'd say. Like, even on his, like, long weeks, like, we still find time at least probably once. And,
You know what I think? Because 3 out of 7 is a failing grade.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
you got to do so? It.
Yeah,
really?
you got to get at least five. 5 is a passing grade. 5, mm-hmm. 5 times a week is 5 a passing grade.
Yeah.
You get 3
well,
times
I'd
a week,
say it's
fail.
Probably 5. On those like short weeks, so.
Yeah. But you talk out of 7 days, you can't get five opportunities for this guy to lay the pipe.
5 opportunities.
That's nothing.
I think 3 is pretty good.
I mean, it's better than that one guy.
I mean, yeah, 3 is. You know, 3 is okay. See, that's the difference between a man and a woman. Like you're like, oh, 3's. You know what? 3's good, and that could be good. He might be totally happy.
It's not even 50%.
That's what I'm saying. It's not even 50%.
Well, I think after 6 years of being together, it's pretty good.
Okay, well, good. But that works for you. I give it a fail.
Yeah. I remember what 60% used to be failing.
Well, thank you, Amira. She might be right, though.
My buddy told me at his kid's school, anything above 55% is passing. I was like, wait, that's all those kids are dumb. There ain't no way. 55%? What are you talking? That's an F.
All they're doing is flipping a coin.
That's an F. That's an F. Anywhere in the book, that's an F.
Let's go to Nick.
Hey, guys. So I've been married about 15 years now. For the first 6 years, you know, we did it constantly, 2 times a day sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, towards the end of, you know, 15 years, we're still married. We've got 4 kids. 3 of them are special needs. With my job and homeschooling because of COVID, we do it 4 or 5 times a week, but I save it all for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I got something to look forward to all week long.
That is insane that you still get it in 4 or 5 times in those
you know
days.
What?
Oh,
with,
man.
With the schedule that you just told me,
Nick,
with 4 children, that's insane.
Hey, bro.
Your wife loves you.
I'm a repo man.
You guys have a great marriage.
I'm a repo man, bro. I'm on the road all day.
Right.
Does she sext you during the day?
All day. I get pictures all day. I get dirty text messages all day.
Congratulations.
We build it up for the weekend.
Yeah.
Bro, we make movies.
She's
we role
smart.
Play.
I mean, what a healthy marriage that is.
That has got to be
and
so healthy.
And the stress of having that many kids.
And that and
3 of them special needs.
And having to steal somebody's car back.
And then he's like... Oh, yeah, right. He said he's a repo guy.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I guess that's
not
stealing.
He's got a dangerous-ass job,
that's
too.
That's very dangerous.
Very stay safe out there, buddy.
What's up, Jose?
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, my wife's pregnant right now, and boy, she wants it at least twice a day. And,
damn. Yeah, damn.
It's great. We've been married for five years.
That's badass, bro. Is this your first kid?
Yeah, I got 2 kids. Oh, I got 2 kids.
Oh, you got 2 other kids.
Wow.
Been together 5 years. She's pregnant now, and she still wants it twice a day.
Goodness.
Congratulations.
Gracious. Oh, that's
winning. I thought I had a lot of sex.
What do you think,
Dean? These people put me to shame.
About that.
I mean, the guy's not getting what he wanted. He wanted the people to come on here and cry and be like, oh, no, we get it once every month, too. And everybody here saying the same damn thing. The original guy got to get his life straightened up.
So you're not going to get married, correct?
Hell no, I'm not getting married.
And why do you not want to get married?
Because I've seen this happen with too many of my friends. They come in, they neuter you, and now you're just a shell of who you used to be. I mean, why would I do that? Why would I sign up for my own neutering?
Yeah, that is true. And a lot of guys do sign up for their own neutering.
Yeah, I'm not going to jump in line for that. It's a scam.
It's a scam.
Agreeing with what I'm saying. I mean, they happen to have apparently cooler wives than most, but everybody here is saying the same thing. And then say you do have that sex once or twice a week or 2 weeks or whatever. It's the most boring vanilla sex. They're just laying there.
I think you're onto something. If you do it like every couple weeks, it's not. She's not like really putting a lot of effort into it, right?
And neither is he probably. Nah.
Well, he probably wants to.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying.
Sounds
but he's
lucky.
Just scared. He's probably scared to push it now, right? He's probably scared to advance sexually with his wife because this is the one time that he gets to do it. So now they're just chilling and missionary.
Oh, and she's like, "Look, you got some, huh? Dude, all right, you got some."
I think you're so onto something though, because I think the only reason that I do have a healthy, very active sex life with my wife is that it's like because if I haven't done it in a while, then I'm pretty bad that first go around, right? So the more consistent I do it, the better lover I am.
You know
what I'm saying? So it's like for her to get good love, it's like we have to do it frequently so that it builds up my stamina.
You got to treat it like a bicycle. You got to ride it every day or the tires go flat.
Yeah. Because when you don't do it for a while, you're so onto something there, though. Because when you don't do it for a while and then you're like, okay, cool, this is the once every 10 days we did it. It's going to go like, it's just going to be a bam, bam thing for the guy because he's like.
Well, not only that, but there's no anticipation for it. It's like, eh.
I just think he's going to be so built up that he's going to be a selfish, bad lover. And that creates bad habits.
Yes.
And that, you know, which then in turn is a bad sex life, which then in turn leads to divorce and cheating.
Yes. Cheating, then divorce.
Yeah, that well, obviously, because divorce,
go to Sean.
Then you wouldn't cheat.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Man, I got to say, first of all, I really feel sorry for homeboy. I mean, once or twice every 2 weeks, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I've been with my wife for 4 years, and I mean, she literally sets an alarm for an hour before I have to go to work so we can get one in before I go to work.
I mean, we're
two to three a day at least. On the weekends, sometimes it's just like we just stay home and just bang and eat all day. Like, that's it. Like, that's what she wants to do.
That's what she wants to do.
And we love each other. Wow. Yeah. She'll be like, hey, I'm coming home from work right now at 6:30 at night after I get done coaching wrestling. And she'll be like, get ready.
Get that guy ready.
And then I'm going to cook dinner. She's like, and then I'm going to cook dinner, and then we're going to walk the dog. And then when we get done walking the dog, we're going to watch some Netflix, and we're going to bang again.
I don't like that.
Why don't you like Meat Soldier?
I don't know. It just sounds... I don't know.
Get that Meat Soldier ready for battle.
Yeah. Sounds like a Nazi hot dog or something.
And,
I don't know. It's just weird.
And I've met guys
Nazis
like
with
this,
you.
Though. I have a friend who is married, and they have a schedule. They have a set day every week where they do it. And I'm just like, that has to be so painful. Like Wednesday at 5:30, we will consummate our love one more time. And then see you next week, guy.
Dude, and this guy goes to work every day? I quit my job.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why work?
Well, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Why even be with her? Just be alone.
Weird. Yep. Yeah.
Because, you know, for the rest of the 6 days, he's just getting nagged and bitched at.
I just don't understand why people don't get dolls.
Man, that's terrible.
Those sex dolls are so hot. Like, if I was in that kind of situation, I'm getting a one-bedroom apartment with a sex doll.
I don't know. I'm still worried
God,
about
God, that sounds weird on paper, though.
I'm still worried
when
about
you. You say it out loud, like, that sounds crazy.
Your pack of Nazi hot dogs you got.
You're the one bringing up meat soldiers. You.
Hitler took the guns.
So you did. Did that, sir.
You did.
Are you for Hitler or against Hitler?
I can't help that my brain thinks about hot dogs marching to the SS.
What's up, Marcos?
How's it going? Good morning.
How are you, sir?
So good. So I travel an hour and a half to work and back. You know, I'm from San Antonio. So,
yeah.
I do it. You know, when I get home, I tell her, "Hey, get ready, get ready."
So you tell her get ready, and does she get
every
ready?
Day. Oh yeah, she's on. She's you know dinner's you know served and.
Oh my gosh! Dinner and sex. Wow, he must have a monster in his pants.
Or monster paychecks.
Or monster paychecks or monster pee-pee.
There's one of two ways to get that.
What's up, Juan?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I got a comment about that. Hey, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate it.
Man, that one guy talking about how his wife laid, he said that the wife lays down all the rules. That man, that dude's probably single, man. I know why he's talking all that BS.
I mean, this guy, he was just saying, hey, him and his wife, they used to have a robust sex life. Now they don't anymore. And, you know, they do it maybe once every 2 weeks. He wanted to know if that was normal. And from our audience, that is absolutely not normal.
I think it is normal, though.
The
call's not normal. But people just listening, I feel like, is way more normal.
Base my life off our callers.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can't do that.
Who says?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.